This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Tyler Ibarra. Tyler, did you have any goals coming into this year?
I hope to come back with another solid year following my last season in Bluefield. Put up numbers close to the same, and numbers aside from numbers, I hope to locate the fastball down, get in and get out of the pen, and just get outs any way possible.
Last year, you were Bluefield's pitcher of the year. Did you have a light bulb moment? What worked?
I just came back from my year off, and I had a drive that I hadn't necessarily had. You know, I figured out, you know, baseball is not promised, and you can't take it for granted. So I went out there every time, and I felt I had nothing to lose, so I just left it all on the field, and it ended up working for me.
Let's go back before then, when you were drafted by the Blue Jays. What was that story?
Oh, man. Just sitting at home, and we had been working hard all year, trying to get our name on the board, and then I ended up getting my advisor, and he went to work for me, and come June, they pulled my name.
Simple as that.
Yeah, it's no storyline there. It's just kind of fell in the right spot.
Was that a stressful year? What were you doing to try to work to put your name on the board?
I was just trying to go out. You know, I wasn't so stressed. You know, I kept it real light, real relaxed. I just tried to go out every time I pitched in high school, and, you know, pretty much tried to strike everybody out of it that I could. So, I mean, throw hard and throw strikes, but ended up working out.
Did you have any thoughts of going to college, or were you saying if a major league team drafts me, that's who I want to sign with?
Well, I mean, I had thoughts of going to Oklahoma. I also signed with Hutchinson Community College in Kansas, and I mean, I was just waiting to see. I was open to any options, so I was just waiting to see what option I thought was best for me at the time.
So at that time, you had the dream of baseball, but you couldn't have known what minor league ball would be like. How did that measure up to what you expected?
Well, it was certainly a surprise, man. When I showed up 18 years old, and I go in the locker room, and I'm about the smallest guy in there at about 170 pounds dripping wet. So I go in there, and it's just 23-year-olds, 24-year-olds, and I'm shocked. I've never been in a situation like that, I guess. And once you adapt, though, it's a lifestyle. You can either love it or hate it. And right now, we're just in love with it.
Was there something that a coach told you back then in your first year that it didn't make sense at the time, but you understand now?
You know, it's been so long since 2008. I don't know if I can recall, but I mean, I was so raw coming out of high school. I never went to any pitching camps or had like anybody work with me, you know, specifically on pitching. So when I came out, I worked with Mel Queen, you know, the late Mel Queen, and he was great. I mean, and to know that he had worked with guys like Pat Hinken and, you know, Roger Clemens and all them greats that had come through Blue Jays, and you know, you just kind of soak it all in, and not knowing anything, it was all a shock to me. I mean, it all stuck real, real, real deep. So, I mean, I guess everything they said really stuck.
You mentioned your advisor. You mentioned Mel Queen. Who else has made a difference in your baseball career?
I think every coach that I've come across, whether it be my little league coaches, just, you know, being there to take the time to work with us, or the high school coaches that, you know, try to refine your skills, and then coming here. And the guys know so much more. I mean, you just everybody that touches your life has an effect, and it's just that you can't say enough about the help that they've done. I mean, not to mention the family support that I got at home. So, I mean, there's been a lot of positive influences.
Speaking to Lugnuts pitcher Tyler Ibarra from Wellington, Kansas, who did you grow up rooting for?
Well, in my younger years, my dad had been drafted by the Cincinnati Reds. So I kind of had a favorite to them, and I was a fan of Pete Rose as well because of the way he played. So I followed the Reds, even though in my era they weren't very close to the top of the ladder. So, but I'm faithful.
What other sports do you play or follow?
I like football and basketball. Basketball is probably my favorite, but I just like anything that you can compete in.
May I ask why you took a year away from baseball?
I mean, we just had some family issues that I felt I needed to stay home and assist my family in getting through a hard time. So I stuck around, and, you know, God willing, it all came out right to where I could come back.
At what point during that year did you say, okay, I'm ready to go back to baseball?
Well, it was probably late June, early July. I actually made the call to the Blue Jays and said, hey, things are back to running smooth, and I'd like to try to make it out. And they thought it would be best if I just came in the start of 2010 or 2011, excuse me, and just get a fresh start, and you know, no pressure, no trying to rush back and catch up with everybody else and what they're doing.
Well, here we are in 2012. We actually got to see you last year in the Midwest League Championship Series, man. You were with Bluefield, Vancouver, Lansing with the playoffs last year. What was the end of your 2011 like?
It was a long year, man. it was a surprise. Of course, I'm sitting in Bluefield. We're in the championship series, and we ended up coming out on the short end of that. So I have my car packed and everything's ready to go. And Dennis Holmberg calls me in the office. He says, "Well, you guys, your season isn't over yet." And so I was like, "All right, you know, I was hoping to be a call up sometime. You know, that was my first experience at actually being called up somewhere." So I was excited, and we got up to Vancouver, and I mean, the stage was set for us, and we just kind of ran with it. Ended up coming out with the championship there, and Charlie Wilson was in town for the championship, so you know, I'm packing my locker there and getting everything ready to go home, thinking, you know, I'm flying back to West Virginia and then driving all the way back home to Kansas.
But you're not done yet.
Not done yet, he says. Going to Lansing. So I show up here, and in Vancouver it's 90 degrees every day, and I get here and it's about 40 degrees, and it's windy as can be. So it was quite a year. I couldn't say much. Like, it was a dream year for me. Like, being called up twice was never even a thought. I mean, it was my goal in the year. I had talked to John Schneider in the extended spring training, said, you know, whether I go to Vancouver with you out of the gate or go to Bluefield, I'm hoping to make my way to you and then finish off in Lansing. And you know, I set the standard really high for myself and ended up being able to achieve those goals. So it was a dream year.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Tyler Ibarra, what's your best moment on the baseball field?
My best moment on the baseball field, man, there's so many. I don't know if I could pinpoint one. Most recent was in Midland with the game. We're in the lead 6-5, and I come in and ended up getting a strikeout with the guy on reaches base and a base hit, and then I end up two outs, second and third, and you know, with the pressure on, it ended up coming through. So, I mean, I really don't hold on to the past very often. I like to move forward to the next time I'll be on the mound and focus there, and whatever happened, whether it be good, whether it be bad, just kind of file it in the memory bank and just move forward. But that was definitely the biggest moment thus far for me. So,
well, you're a long way from being that raw high schooler. How are you as a pitcher now?
Oh man, I feel so much better. I'm steadily working to improve towel drills. Long toss, flat grounds, everything I can do. I mean, even as far as getting in the weight room and, you know, going 100% there and, you know, running, conditioning, everything you can do to get better, you just got to focus in. And I'm living proof that you can make the change. I mean, you know, I was raw. I mean, honestly, when I came, I didn't know where to be on the field when the ball was put in play. I just stand on the mound. And from there to here has been a long way up. But I think I've come a long ways, and I'm anxious to find out what the ceiling is, and hopefully it's not for a long time.
Tyler, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate it.
And Tyler Ibarra with the Lansing Lugnuts, a valuable member of the bullpen. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball in Big Country 92.1.